Well, for one group of Catholics, the loss of Pope Francis is particularly hard. For 18 months until his most recent illness, the Pope called the small parish in Gaza every night. He last spoke to them just 2 days before his death. Father Carlos Ferrero is based in the Holy Family Church in Gaza City, and a short time ago he told me about the community there.
Our community in Gaza is a church, it's a parish community. It's the only Catholic parish in the whole Gaza Strip. And we are here present now, three priests, two sisters of the same congregation, you know, for male and female. It's the Incarnate Word, religious family of the Incarnate Word. And then we have also three sisters from Mother Teresa's congregation, Missionaries of Charity. And we are together here, or we are acting in the parish. This parish belongs to the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem, is the Archdiocese, where the head of the Archdiocese is the Patriarch, the Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, who is currently actually in Rome now. Mm. And okay, we are here with about, in this moment, a little less than 500 refugees, all Christian people who have come to take refuge again to this place, thinking that it's better to be in the house of Jesus, like they call it in the local language, in Arabic, the house of Jesus, instead of being outside.
And what are your living conditions like then, when there are hundreds of people effectively living in the church and its surroundings?
Yes. Well, in the surroundings, there are thousands, even more, because all the time the Israeli army is asking people to leave one neighborhood, one side, and move to the center and things like this. Our parish is located in the traditional, the old center of the city of Gaza, no? Okay, our daily life, yes, is congested. We can say there are very many people. All the buildings around the church are schools, kindergarten, primary school, and secondary schools. Everywhere there are people, even down there where there's a hall underground, the hall is full of people, families. The classrooms, you have maybe two or three families staying in one classroom. They are sharing everything, so we organize water tanks everywhere we can and try to provide for the needs of everybody. When we received before any humanitarian help, food or whatever it was, it is always distributed, divided among all the people here and also for the Orthodox Church, where there were more people there. Now there are less, but they arrived to be at around 300 people there. We also distribute the local people, the people who are outside our compound.
So when then did Pope Francis start calling the church on a regular basis?
Yes. Well, that was something very, very beautiful. I couldn't tell you the exact date, but when we, you know, I came into the parish in May 2024, when the Patriarch managed to get permission to do a pastoral visit here. We were allowed to enter with him, Father Romanelli and myself, we entered to remain here. Now, the Pope had already been calling sometimes to contact the Father. He even talked to Father Gabriel Romanelli when we were in Jerusalem. He called me once when I was in Jerusalem waiting to enter. But then once we were here, the calls began to be more and more frequent until they became a daily call, you know. The people here used to say, this is the time of the Pope, the time of the Pope, at 8 p.m. when he was always calling. And that's how it happened, really. I couldn't say a date exactly.
Mm-hmm. And what were those calls like? What did he say to you all?
Yes, well, every time he was asking, how are you? How are the people? You know, how are you, the consecrated people? How are the people who are refugees there? How are the people around you, everybody, the population? And then, how have you eaten? This question, have you eaten? What did you eat today? Things like this, you know, and he was very concerned even up to details of the thing, and encouraging us to be strong, to be patient, to continue praying, to support the people, and always, you know, making showing his closeness to us, not making himself close. He was really close to us and encouraging all the time. And also very happy when we managed to help the population all around us. He was happy about that, etc.
What did his support mean to you?
Well, that's great. That's very, very important when you know that. Imagine for us, the head of the church calling us every day. That's something amazing. And for all the parishioners, all the Christians who are refugees here, everybody appreciated. And, you know, they were really hoping and waiting for that call, because you feel you are being heard. You feel you are somebody, you are important. Somebody considers you. Is not, you know, you're not just a number or something like that. You know, the Pope calling here was very, very supportive, very important, really. Even if the words were few, but that was enough for everybody to be consoled, we can say, and supported.
And did people gather around then to listen, or maybe to have a word with Pope Francis?
Yes, many times. The children or the people, you know, it's very common here, and they sit around and they sit near to the fathers here outside. There is one, especially Father Abuna Yusuf, the one from Egypt, that the Pope used to call to his number, no? And people used to come around and talk to him. It's very traditional here. So when the time was arriving, everybody knew that. So many times after, or sharing with the Pope a little, then we show him all the people who are here, because it was a video call. Commonly was a video call in WhatsApp, and showing the people who were around. People were greeting, they were seeing the Pope, they were talking, children also coming, singing to him, his birthday, remember? All these kind of things was wonderful.
They sang happy birthday to him.
Yes, they did. We all sang happy birthday to him that time.
When did he last call you?
He called last, was on Holy Saturday, the Saturday of the Easter Vigil, just exactly a few minutes before we were beginning the liturgy. So that was also providential, because imagine if we was to call a little later, maybe we would have not answered. But thanks to God, the Father was at the entrance of the church and got the call, and they managed to talk. The children gathered around, and they were greeting him, the Pope as well. And his voice was very weak, we can say like that, because we know the last days. We were following the news of all the situation of the Pope in the hospital and like this. And he called from there as well. But the last time was on Saturday, and was a short call. But again, the same idea. He was always asking, how are you? And saying, okay, be strong, keep it up. Wait for peace. So, you know, we pray for each other. We are near you and these things.
What were your thoughts then, Father, when you learnt of his death?
Yeah, that was really surprising, because we talked to him on Saturday. We saw him coming out of St. Peter's Square on Sunday, giving the blessing Urbi et Orbi. Monday morning, we hear it looks like the Pope has passed away. We couldn't believe our eyes, and we managed to. We were visiting the Orthodox bishop, doing the greetings for Easter, which is another tradition here. We went to the other parish, and then there we heard somebody said, "Look, it seems that on the news somebody is saying that the Pope Francis passed away." So when we came back here, we had a connection, the internet, all the media. We tried to find out the news, and we confirmed. But it was really surprising. We were all, you know, we said, of course, if he was weak or something, but we never expected to be like that. And we organized the prayers immediately in the church, rang the bell, you know, for disease and so on. We had a special funeral for that.
You're all really going to miss him, aren't you?
Absolutely. We already miss him these days. Everybody is commenting also that. But at the same time, we were, you know, supported by his words, and we were in Easter. So the celebration of Easter gave us the strength also to hope, something that he always encouraged everybody, you know, to keep the hope up. and wait for the grace of God. That's how we are bearing the situation.
Listen, thank you so much for talking to us.
God bless you. Thank you for doing this, inviting us. And I invite you and all the people who hear you to pray for peace and do the best that we may finish this situation here, this war.
And that was Father Carlos Ferrero in Gaza City. In another development this afternoon, the World Food Programme says it has run out of food stocks in Gaza. In a statement, the UN agency said this was due to the sustained closure of crossings. After the break, we'll be hearing more about the disagreement that has led to the country's largest mosque closing its doors.